Question, has the teacher been in the same position that you're in right now and built a successful business using the techniques that they are teaching? In other words, is it authentic? And if it is authentic, does it work today? If it is authentic, does it work today? Well, I learned from Kevin Trudeau in 1995 and 1996 what does work and what doesn't work. And we proved to everyone with results, everyone in the affiliate network marketing and multi-level marketing world, and that this worked for 100% of the people that applied it. So we had the results. It worked for 100% of the people that applied it. And the facts are that almost 200,000 people joined our organization in 18 months. Records in the industry were shattered using this exact formula of inviting. It works. It works. It works. It works. And it will work for you. On your Wish Your Command, Kevin Trudeau talks about feeling good all of the time. And this is a part that none of the gurus understand. They do not understand how to set up a correct invitation. And there's no more applicable time to feel good than when you're inviting. See, this program, the Global Information Network, this teaching and training program, applies to building an affiliate business. It also applies to building any business that anybody wants. Doesn't matter if it's a catering company, a printing company, a restaurant. Doesn't matter. It's the setup that works. And it's why your Wish Your Command is such a critical piece of the puzzle. Because if you don't feel good about what you're doing when inviting, your success will be, not maybe, will be very limited if you don't feel good about what you're doing. If you don't feel that what you're offering has tremendous value to your prospect, then you probably won't be successful. So, how do you achieve this level of belief that what you're offering has tremendous value to the prospect? How do you create the right intention and posture when you're inviting? Well, first, let me ask you a question that will help you raise your belief level and your intention and your posture. How much money do you believe the information that you're receiving in the Global Information Network is actually worth in actual dollars to you? I'll ask the question again. How much money do you believe that the information that you're receiving in the Global Information Network is worth in actual dollars to you? See, I believe the more tangible that you get with something, the more results-driven that you get with something, the better your invitation is going to be, the better the workflow that you're going to create. And this is the basis for it. Do you believe that the information you're receiving, that you have received up to this point, doesn't matter if you've been in the business for a week, 3 weeks, or 3 months, do you believe that the initiation fee to join the Global Information Network, to become a member in the Global Information Network, is worth $1,000? Do you believe that the monthly dues of $150 a month are worth it? Are you getting tremendous value from it? Do you believe that $1,000 is a lot of money to join this club? Or $1,500 if somebody wants to take the payment plan? Do you believe that's a lot of money to join this club? Do you believe that people will have a hard time paying the $150 a month in membership dues? In other words, as you've gone down your prospect list, instead of categorizing them into A's, B's, and C's, what you did is you went, no, they can't afford it. No, it won't work for them, etc., etc. So you started crossing people off your prospect list.